dish
out of China. You'd call that a... Did you ever see it? Well, if it's made out of plastic, it'd be a plastic dish.
It would be a plastic dish, what you would call. Now listen, I told you, you let me see.
It's made out of China,
it would be China dish.
Or it's talking about an egg and all that.
I didn't know they made eggs out of it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see an artificial egg put in a hen's nest?
Oh yeah, I saw an artificial, but we would call that a glass egg. Oh, that, if that's what you're talking about, I ain't got none now, but I've had a lot of, well, the kids had some for Easter, but they were made out of plastic.
Uh-huh. You never saw a China?
No, I saw a glass egg, but I ain't saw a China egg.
Uh-huh. And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
I said,
okay. Do you need to stop and take
care of you just go ahead and talk to me. I'm going to do what I'm doing, let you eat in.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone that goes like this.
The pulley bone.
Okay. Any stories about that? Any stories about that? Pulling it apart or anything?
Yeah. I didn't ever have that story, but I see folks have stories about it.
Uh-huh.
They pulled it once, and one get the longest bone, one get the longest bone, he's going to get married first. That's the old rule. Mm-hmm. Used to be. I don't know whether that's so or not, but I never did have no story of it.
Uh-huh. And place where you, the upper part of the barn where you could store hay would be the...
They call that the hay barn.
What do they call the upper part where they put the hay?
They call it upstairs. Mm-hmm. Come back in, June. Come on back, June.
Do you hear if the loft or overhead? Loft or overhead?
Well, some of them call it hay loft. Come back in, June. Put your shade on. Quit being so big. Don't put your hands on that now. Get back over there.
And if you had too much hay to put in the barn, you could leave it outside in a...
Well, they'd stack it, get a long pole, dig it down in the ground, and they stack that hay around it. I've done it a many times. Hope my daddy do it. And then when you get to the top, you pull some hay. Put around the top of it, just keep the water from going down in it next to the pole rotten.
Uh-huh.
When you get to the top of it, it'll be just as sound as it was.
Any other way of leaving
it? No, that's the only way. I know.
And when you first cut the hay, you'd let it dry and you'd rake it up in little piles. What would you call those little piles that you'd have?
Little pile.
Uh-huh. Just a little pile of hay.
All I know, they'd call it just pile of hay. Come here, Junior. That's what they would call it to me. They call it, you know, some of them would call it heap the hay up. But it would be pile it up in little piles, what we'd call it. Y'all get back away from that and back over there and play. Hand this here, Steph.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again in a year, you'd call that
a second cut.
Okay. And where would you store corn?
They pull that and put it in the crib, inside the crib. They call it the crib. We call it barn now, but they call it crib then.
Mm-hmm. What about storing grain? Where would that be stored?
They put it inside of the crib. They didn't ever have nothing but corn. That was grain, but see, it had a shucker.